The CDC is working to improve the way it reports firearm injuries. The move comes after President Biden signed an executive order directing federal agencies to do more to reduce gun violence and strengthen prevention programs. WHYY's Sandra Jones has details.
For Maxanne Gooden, losing a son to gun violence hurts, even 7 years later.
I still think about that because it was such a shock to my system.
Her son, Jackson Patton, was shot and killed while visiting his sister in Harrisburg on Thanksgiving Day in 2017. Gooden says her son could not wait to spend time with family and celebrate his college acceptances. She never imagined it would be the last time she would see Patton alive.
The next time I saw my son was in a casket coming home. It was really hard.
The CDC will now use data from vital statistics and local emergency rooms to improve its public reporting. It's part of a move to help reduce gun violence and save lives. Maya Stallings, who handles data and research for Philly Trace, calls the change a good first step.
So if we can kind of trace more in real time what that looks like, then it'll be helpful for us to have that intervention go into that community who's just experienced that trauma.
She says oftentimes they will see retaliation after a shooting in those neighborhoods.
So if we go into that space immediately after, that can kind of mitigate that from occurring.
Sandra Jones, WHYY News.